Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we are exploring Thinking 101 by Wukyong An, the John Hale Whitney Professor of Psychology at Yale University. In her book, published in 2022, Professor An distills the essence of her popular Yale course on thinking. She expertly demonstrates how recognizing and overcoming biases in our thought processes can help us resolve everyday conflicts and tackle larger societal challenges more effectively. Thinking 101 is essential for anyone who seeks to understand the underlying motivations behind human actions and desires a fresh perspective on problem solving. Whether you are a student delving into cognitive psychology or simply someone interested in enhancing your decision-making skills, this book offers valuable insights into the mechanics of thinking that influence our decisions and relationships. Join us as we summarize the key concepts from this enlightening read, shedding light on how to navigate the complexities of human thought and behavior with greater awareness and efficiency. Thinking 101: How to Reason Better to Live Better. Introduction. Improve your decisions. Learn to sidestep common thinking traps. Imagine strolling through the halls of Yale University into one of its most enrolled undergraduate classes, thinking. Here, students dive into the depths of common cognitive pitfalls and, more importantly, learn how to navigate past them to enhance their individual lives and collectively uplift society. Now, this transformative knowledge isn't confined within ivy-covered walls. Through the insights of Professor Wukyong An, who crafted and teaches this illuminating class, the essence of sharper, more informed decision-making is accessible to all. In her book, Thinking 101, she unfolds the secrets to identifying and overcoming the brain's sneaky biases. The guide sheds light on various types of thinking biases that skew our judgment. These biases are not just academic musings. They have real-world implications. They can lead to everything from imprudent financial choices to deep-seated societal biases, affecting how we view others and make pivotal life decisions. By recognizing these biases, we equip ourselves with the ability to make better, more rational choices. This script will walk you through identifying these mental traps and offer strategic ways to overcome them, enhancing both your personal and societal well-being. Part 1: The Illusion of Ease, Why Our Minds Often Misjudge Our Own Capabilities. Have you ever enthusiastically started a DIY project, perhaps inspired by a seemingly straightforward YouTube tutorial on cake decorating or plumbing, only to realize it's far more complex than it looked? This all-too-common experience is something Professor Wukyong An explores through an intriguing classroom experiment. She shows her students a brief, 6-second dance routine. After watching it 11 times, including a slowed-down tutorial, the confident students step up, enticed by the chance to win prizes if they nail the performance. Yet, time and again, no one quite matches the expectation set by the video. This pattern points to a critical cognitive glitch. Fluency, the ease with which our brain processes information, can dangerously inflate our confidence. While this fluency helps in assessing and making decisions, relying too heavily on it can skew our perceptions and lead us to underestimate the challenges involved. This misjudgment isn't limited to physical tasks. It extends to any situation requiring planning and estimation. For instance, when embarking on something like a home renovation, one is often too quick to conclude that the job will be simpler, cheaper, or faster than reality suggests. Fortunately, Professor An doesn't just diagnose the problem. She also offers a remedy. By consciously practicing and repeating tasks like rehearsals or mock interviews, we can better prepare ourselves for actual performance. Moreover, when direct practice isn't possible, as in many real-life scenarios, adopting a strategy of cautious planning is essential. Here, Arne advises a practical approach to temper our native optimism. Add a 50% buffer to your initial expectations, be it time, money, or effort. So, if you think a task might take 2 days, plan for 3. This adjusted approach helps better align our expectations with reality, ensuring we aren't caught off guard. Part 2. Breaking free from confirmation bias. The challenge of seeing beyond what we expect. Let's engage in a little mental exercise. You're presented with a sequence of numbers, 2, 4, 6. Your task: determine the underlying rule and propose another sequence that you think adheres to it. Got your answer ready? Perhaps you're leaning towards something like 4, 6, 8, following what appears to be a straightforward pattern of even numbers increasing by 2. This is the same conclusion reached by many participants in a classic 1960 study by Peter Wasson and, as Professor Woo-Kyung Ahn reveals, by countless students in her classes. But here's the catch. The actual rule is simply any ascending numbers. This mistake is a prime example of confirmation bias, a cognitive shortcut where we favor information that confirms our preconceptions, often overlooking contrary data. This bias not only limits our problem-solving capabilities, but also narrows our perspective to potentially simplistic or incorrect conclusions. Conquering this bias isn't about making large leaps, but rather taking small, manageable steps to challenge our habitual ways of thinking. Try experimenting with opposite hypotheses in decision-making scenarios, or mix up your daily routines. Perhaps take a new route to work or try a dish you've never had before. While these actions might seem minor, they encourage your brain to consider alternatives beyond the usual, broadening your mental flexibility. Such exercises won't just potentially uncover a new favorite meal or a more scenic commute. They'll train your mind to remain open and inquisitive, ensuring you're not just seeing what you expect to see, but rather observing the world as it truly is. Part 3. The pull of the narrative. Why we choose stories over statistics and how to balance the scale. Picture this scenario. You enroll your child in ice skating lessons, and after 3 years, there's hardly any progress. Simultaneously, you introduce them to soccer, only to observe them dodging the ball during games. It's easy to draw a quick conclusion from these events. My child just isn't sporty. This was the same assumption Professor Woo-Kyung Ahn made about her son, who later thrived as the captain of his high school cross-country team. It turns out he wasn't averse to all sports, just perhaps not the right ones for him at the time. Ahn uses this personal anecdote to highlight a broader psychological tendency: our preference for compelling stories over abstract statistics. This inclination is known as the law of large numbers, which suggests that broader data sets lead to more reliable conclusions. However, individual stories, like Ahn's experience with her son, resonate more deeply with us on an emotional level, often overshadowing more rational statistical analysis. This preference isn't just academic. It influences substantial public initiatives, such as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's anti-smoking campaigns. When they showcased real-life stories of former smokers suffering from severe medical conditions, the impact was tangible: a 12% rise in quit attempts, a stark contrast to the less effective, statistic-heavy warning labels. Yet, this penchant for narratives can mislead us, especially when the engaging story contradicts overwhelming statistical evidence. The challenge lies in augmenting our habitual reliance on evocative examples with a robust appreciation for statistical data. Ahn points out that our discomfort with statistics stems partly from their relative novelty in human reasoning. The concept of using probabilities wasn't documented until the 1560s and remains unintuitive for many. Despite the complexity of some statistical concepts, understanding fundamental principles like the law of large numbers isn't just academically enriching, it's practically empowering. This principle advises that more extensive data provides a more stable basis for decisions than isolated incidents. Becoming literate in data science doesn't require deep expertise in all its facets, but does call for a shift in how we evaluate information. By integrating stories with statistics, we can form a more balanced, comprehensive view of reality, leading to decisions that are not only emotionally satisfying, but logically sound. Part 4, navigating our bias toward negativity and the grip of ownership. It seems that our minds are disproportionately tuned to focus on the negative. Think of how a single negative remark can overshadow a multitude of compliments. Furthermore, our reluctance to lose what we already possess often stops us from pursuing potential gains. This tendency is intensified by what's known as the endowment effect, a phenomenon that shows our deep psychological attachment to our possessions, even to our detriment. Consider the intriguing findings from a series of studies. Initially, individuals were given the simple choice between a mug and a chocolate bar. Choices were evenly split. However, in a follow-up scenario where everyone first received a mug and was later given the option to swap it for a chocolate dough bar, a mere 11% opted to make the switch. Flipped around, when participants started with a chocolate bar, only about 10% were willing to trade it for a mug. This powerful reluctance to let go of what we already own highlights the strong grip of the endowment effect. Such biases toward focusing on negatives and overvaluing what we already possess can cloud our decision-making processes. These instincts might lead us to ignore better options simply because we're too focused on potential losses or too attached to the status quo. But it's not all doom and gloom. Understanding these biases enables us to counteract them. For instance, reframing our perspectives can significantly impact our decision-making. Imagine considering the positive probability of success, such as focusing on the 90% survival rate of a needed surgery rather than the 10% risk of complications. Or when booking flights, choosing based on an 88% on-time arrival statistic rather than dwelling on potential delays. On the flip side of this, we must also be cautious with how information is presented to us, particularly in sales scenarios. A sales approach that emphasizes what you might lose by not purchasing can exploit our aversion to loss. Similarly, during free trials, the temporary sense of ownership can make it harder to cancel a service, not because we need it, but because it feels like ours. To sidestep these traps, it's vital to critically assess whether the benefits genuinely outweigh the costs, and if the item or service will add meaningful value to our lives. By actively challenging our predispositions towards negativity and ownership, we can make more balanced and rational decisions. Part 5. How our beliefs mold new information to fit old patterns. A potent element of confirmation bias, which we've touched upon before, is biased interpretation. This occurs when our existing beliefs are so entrenched that any new information we encounter is automatically reconfigured to reinforce these beliefs, regardless of whether this new information initially seemed contradictory. Take, for instance, the personal experience of Professor Woo Kyung Ahn. During her first pregnancy, she came across a study published in Nature claiming that babies exposed to nightlights while sleeping were significantly more likely to develop nearsightedness. Convinced by the findings, she decided against using a nightlight in her nursery. However, a subsequent article in the same journal clarified that the original study had overlooked crucial variables. It turned out that nearsighted parents, who were more likely to use nightlights, often passed on their nearsightedness genetically to their children, not through the use of nightlights. Despite this new clarifying information, Ahn remained reluctant to use a nightlight for her second child, influenced by the initial study's compelling, yet faulty, conclusion. Her decision showcases how difficult it can be to shed beliefs once they've taken root, even in the face of contradicting evidence. Biased interpretation is one of the more stubborn cognitive biases to overcome, because it is deeply woven into our top-down processing. the subconscious framework that governs how we intake and organize information. While therapies like cognitive behavioral therapy have shown promise in addressing this bias, they require substantial dedication and effort. On a broader scale, recognizing and addressing biased interpretation can prevent significant societal issues, including enduring prejudices and discriminatory practices. By remaining conscious of how our perceptions can be skewed, we can strive towards more objective interpretations of information. This shift not only assists individual decision-making, but also supports the advancement of societal norms and policies towards greater fairness and accuracy. Part 6: The challenge of truly understanding others' perspectives. Imagine friends exchanging a series of emails, each containing either sarcastic or serious single-sentence messages. You'd think they'd easily distinguish between the tones, especially when knowing each other well, right? Well, a study found that they correctly identified the tone just half the time. Surprisingly, even when conversations turned verbal, ambiguities persisted, demonstrating significant misinterpretations amongst familiar individuals. This epidemic of misunderstanding illuminates a broader point. Humans often struggle mightily to grasp perspectives outside their own. It's easy to assume familiarity where there's none, leading to communication breakdowns even among the best of friends. The research underscores a common oversight. Despite our intentions to connect and comprehend, we routinely miss the mark on truly understanding one another's intentions and emotions. This dilemma isn't just about misinterpreting emails, but speaks to a larger issue of empathy and perspective taking in everyday interactions. What's the remedy? Clarity and inquiry. Explicitly stating our thoughts can make a world of difference. It might mean using an emoji to clarify the sentiment in a digital message, or potentially overexpressing emotions verbally. Equally important is curbing the instinct to assume we know what others think or feel. Instead of guessing or projecting our interpretations, the simplest yet most effective strategy is to ask directly. In doing so, we not only clear the fog of assumption, but foster deeper connections through genuine understanding and respect for each other's viewpoints. Part 7: The allure of immediate gratification. Why we often choose now over later. Presented with the option to receive $340 today, or $356 months from now, many of us would choose the immediate $340. Even when the stakes are higher, say choosing between $340 now or $390 in 6 months, the pull of immediate reward frequently trumps the prospect of a larger future gain. These examples underscore a common psychological tendency: our struggle with delayed gratification. Even when it makes logical sense to wait for a greater reward, many justify the immediate choice with arguments such as potential investment gains or unforeseen circumstances that might prevent future payoff. However, realistically, few short-term investments can match the return rate of waiting for the higher sum, and the likelihood of an intervening disaster is generally low. Our difficulty in opting for future rewards over immediate satisfaction hinges on three main factors. Firstly, there's the challenge of self-control. Immediate temptations are hard to resist, but research suggests that finding a distraction can be an effective strategy to overcome this impulse. By shifting focus, we can sidestep the temptation rather than wrestle with it directly. Secondly, we often struggle with uncertainty. For instance, people might delay deciding on a vacation until they know the outcome of a test. However, if the vacation will happen regardless of the test results, it's more advantageous to plan ahead and possibly enjoy early booking benefits. Lastly, there's a palpable disconnect between our present selves and our future selves, making it difficult to fully grasp the long-term benefits of waiting. To bridge this gap, setting concrete goals, frequently reminding ourselves of them, and visualizing their positive impacts on our lives can align our present actions with our future benefits. By understanding and addressing these factors individually, we can better manage our preferences for immediate rewards and make decisions that favor our long-term interests. Final summary. Recognizing and addressing our cognitive biases is more than an exercise in self-improvement. It's a pathway to making decisions that positively affect both our personal lives and the broader society. By understanding the pitfalls of our own thought processes, as outlined in this guide, we can approach situations with greater fairness and clarity. The strategies discussed provide practical tools not only for enhancing personal decision-making, but also for promoting understanding and cooperation with others. Through deliberate practice and application of these techniques, we stand to foster a more thoughtful, inclusive, and rational environment, ultimately leading to collective well-being and progress. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.